Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When a New Jersey worker heard a person in her office building had COVID, she was incensed that she wasn't told who it was. She later learned her information was incorrect. There was no COVID diagnosis. But it raises many questions, particularly for employers. If you find out one of your employees is sick, what can you ask? And if you learn he has COVID, are you allowed to tell his coworkers, or is that a violation of medical privacy laws like HIPAA? Private employers who are not hospitals, health insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, or other businesses that collect medical information aren't covered by HIPAA. That means they aren't bound to maintain the privacy of your private health information and can ask, to the extent it affects their business, if the person poses a risk of infection to his coworkers. CDC guidelines say employers may tell employees about a possible exposure if a coworker has a confirmed case, but should remember, other laws against discrimination still apply. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.